The vertebral column may be categorized into regions. These regions are often referred to as cervical, thoracic, lumbar, sacrum, and coccyx. Some surgeons refer to the spinal column in these five regions, and others combine the sacrum and coccyx into a fourth region by referring to it as the sacral region. The cervical spine, which is positioned cephalad, is located between the skull and the thoracic spine and is comprised of seven vertebrae. These vertebrae may be labeled C1 to C7, starting at the very top of the cervical spine and working down toward the thoracic spine. The thoracic spine, which is positioned between the cervical and lumbar spine, is comprised of 12 vertebrae. These vertebrae may be labeled T1 to T12, starting at the very top of the thoracic spine and working down toward the lumbar spine. The lumbar spine, which is positioned between the thoracic spine and the sacrum, is comprised of 5 vertebrae. These vertebrae may be labeled L1 to L5, starting at the very top of the lumbar spine and working down toward the sacrum. The sacrum is comprised of 5 naturally fused vertebrae and connects the lumbar spine to the coccyx. The coccyx pertains to the lowest vertebrae in the body, positioned below the sacrum. The coccyx is commonly referred to as the tailbone. Understanding the regions of the spine and the levels of the vertebrae is crucially important in your role when discussing the indications of Zimmer Biomet's products, reviewing reimbursement guidelines, and properly fitting and applying Zimmer Biomet's electrical stimulation devices to patients.